Hello and welcome to the brand new podcast service, Acting Obvious, brought to you by Avenue Management and hosted by me, Alan Metizade. Acting Obvious will cover a range of topics which will hopefully help performers feel better prepared and more confident working in today's industry. Some of the information covered in these podcasts might be fairly obvious, hence the name, but some of it might not. In any case, if just one person takes away just one thing they didn't already know, this process will have been a success. So, today we're going to talk about spotlight CVs and hopefully giving you some advice on how best to market and present yourself using the Spotlight platform. Spotlight has been around since forever. It's been the go-to place to find actors for any project that's being cast by any decent casting director, theatre director, film, TV, whoever's looking for good actors, they go to Spotlight. Some of you might be old enough to remember the book, the Spotlight book, or as it actually was, several volumes. I know I enjoyed many years ago looking through the book whilst up at Spotlight for an audition, looking for my name and photo in there, my agent's details. It was basically a directory where casting directors could look through, find the actor they wanted, find their agent's contact details, get in touch, invite them in. Of course, now computers have taken over and it's all done very simply. A breakdown comes out, your agent looks at the breakdown, reads through it, and then character by character clicks on the performers, their clients that are most relevant, most suitable for those roles, and submits them for the casting director's consideration. It's an amazing process, but it is a very busy one. You can find that there have been thousands and thousands of submissions for just one role. So it is important, of course, that your Spotlight profile shows you off in the best light, because with thousands of other performers being submitted for the same role you are, you need to stand out. You need to give the casting director or the director, whoever it might be, a reason to want to call you in, meet you, and see what you can do. So, how do we do that? Well, first and foremost, your headshot needs to be up to date. We've already talked about headshots in this series, in the Headshot podcast. Please feel free to go back and have a listen if you haven't already. And that kind of talks about what a headshot is and how a headshot should be. But your headshot has got to be up to date, it's got to look like you, and it's got to be a good quality headshot. I won't go on about it too much, there is another whole 10-minute podcast on headshots. That is the first thing a casting director is going to see. That needs to stand out. Next, once they hopefully want to look at your profile and click on your headshot or click on your name, you want to try and have some materials there for them to have a look at. Now more than ever, show reels, voice reels, dance reels, they're coming in and they're so much more important than ever before, because casting directors just don't have the time to get everybody in and have a look at them. They will, of course, see you if you haven't got reels, but it just helps them, you know, if they want to see you, if you're right for the project. But it just helps if you can give them as much as possible to consider and have a look at. Get a good show reel. We've already discussed those. Get a good vocal reel or a voice reel, depending on whether you're going for singing or voiceover work. And a dance reel if you're a dancer. Make sure they're good. Make sure they're good quality. Make sure they show you off. And keep them short. Don't put a 30-second nameplate on there. Just keep it nice, short, and snappy. Now, with your actual skills, accents, languages, do not lie. Do not expand the truth. Do not exaggerate. If you're good at an accent, put it. If you're really, really native quality at the accent, put it and asterisk it. But do not lie. We've all seen the recent interview. I think it was Daniel Kaluuya who was talking about having been called into an audition and then asked for an accent that was on his Spotlight CV, and it didn't work out so well for him. So don't put accents down if you're not good at them. Some good advice that I once heard was a casting director was doing a workshop on casting, and she said to the actors in the room, right, I'm going to look at your Spotlight CVs, I'm going to pick one accent at random that you've said you can do, and I want to hear it. She didn't go through with it, but the point was, if that made anybody feel uncomfortable or nervous, they probably shouldn't have those accents on their CV. Be honest. The same applies with skills and languages. We've all seen Friends, Joey, French. Could Noor speak French? Don't say you can speak a language if you can't. Don't say you can horse ride if you can't. Don't say you're a top quality football player, tennis player, high diver if you're not. Because it's just embarrassing for you when you get called in and you can't do it. And it also looks bad on your agent and then reflects on your agent's other clients. Be honest. At the same time, I hear a lot of vocal reels, where people are singing and they are phenomenal and they have an asterisk singing because they're worried about saying they're not convinced they are. Get someone else to have a listen. Get someone else's opinion. Someone who knows what they're talking about. If you were a tennis player when you were a bit younger and you were a 2.2 on the LTA rating system, then you probably are a highly skilled tennis player. Asterisk it. If you just have a knockabout in the park every summer because Wimbledon's been on and you feel inspired to do 3 hours of tennis that year, you might not be asterisks in that. You may actually be good at tennis and you can play tennis, put it down. I think you get the gist. Do not exaggerate about your skills, accents, dialects, your performance skills. If you can't tap dance, don't say you can. If you can't do ballet, don't say you can. Be honest. With your actual CV and your credits, try to make sure they are all in chronological order, with the most recent first. Also, try to sort them out into headings. So you may notice on some CVs on Spotlight, the credits are sorted into headings such as musical, stage, television, film, radio. Don't just put them all in one big job lot and then mix the dates up. It looks rubbish. Casting directors are not going to sift through your CV trying to find what you did in 2014 when it's the 36th credit on your CV. They just want to see a quick view of your CV, and when they print it off, they don't want to have, you know, reams and reams of paper printing off because you've put down everything you've ever done and made a right mess of it. Put it into headers, put it in chronological order. Check your playing age. Make sure your playing age is up to date. So don't let yourself be missed out of things because your playing age is showing as 16 to 21 and you haven't updated it in 6 years and you're now in the mid-20s. Make sure your playing age is relevant. Keep your appearance honest. Keep it accurate. Make sure your agent is detailed on your Spotlight CV. And try to ensure that their details are there, because you do on occasion find a CV where the person is represented and their agent's not on there. I'm not sure how an agent can miss that, because they can't submit you for work if they're not listed on your Spotlight, but stranger things have happened. So make sure you keep it all up to date. Make sure your headshot is up to date. Make sure your reels are on there if you can. And again, make sure those are up to date and that they're relevant. And keep those credits nice and tidy, chronological order, under headers if you can. And do not exaggerate on your skills, your accents, and your abilities. Keep it honest. Make sure you keep everything up to date, tidy. And if you're performing in something, have just performed in something, or are about to perform in something, put that in the little box above your credits, just so casting directors know that if they're really interested in you, they can come along and watch you do your thing. I hope that helps. That's a very brief idea of Spotlight and how to present yourself via Spotlight. With any questions, just drop me an email, alan@avenuemanagement.co.uk, or follow on Twitter @avenuemanage. And good luck with everything. Thank you.